You're traveling through space. You're traveling through time. You're traveling to a new dimension. The dimension of the mind. This is Trippy Cupcakes. Coming to you from the other side.
Other motherfucking side.
Other side. The other motherfucking side.
Hey, hey, everybody, what's up? This is Trippy Tommy for the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. This is episode 14, I believe, 15, something like that. We haven't done one in a while. We tried to record one not too long ago, me, Kurt, and Richie, and we were just too fucking blasted and too tired to even try to complete it, so we just said, fuck it. We got a recurring guest. My friend Isaac D is here.
What's up?
The guitarist in Sink or Swim.
Rock on,
baby. My fucking homie. We just really started kicking up now. As Joey Diaz would say, kick that fucking mule, Lee.
Kick that mule. Kick that blah.
But yeah, man, we're out here doing the thing. So what is up with that shit in Beirut? Y'all see that shit? That fucking big-ass explosion, bro? I seen videos where there's like body parts.
What's going on now in Beirut?
There was this big explosion. You know what I'm talking about? Did you see
that? It looked like a nuke, man. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Something nuts?
Thank you.
Well, it's crazy. Dude, it was like... Luckily, there it was like a big factory.
I was about to say, explosion. Was it like a big reactor explosion?
Yeah, dude,
sort,
but it was like miles of on blast. So, and there was so first they said it was like a firework factory, and I was like, that's bullshit.
You kidding me?
Yeah, so I said, you fucking kidding me?
Where's the sparklers and the crackly shit if everyone, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, it was blowing motherfuckers' bodies apart from like within a mile or so of the blast rate, bro. There's a video of this dude driving down the road. It happened across the water, and you just see the blast blow the water up. And it shatters his fucking windows in his car, dude. Like, my love and positivity goes out to y'all out there. I don't know you. I don't know where you're from, really. But, damn, that's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
That's real fucked up.
Best wishes to the families.
Yeah, man. Like, there's videos of dudes, like, running down the streets. And there's, like, random body parts. And there's blown apart people just all over the... Dude, that's insane.
That's terrible.
Not even a natural disaster. Like, that's fucking crazy. Like, that probably could have been prevented, even. Like,
yeah. It was fireworks.
It's bullshit.
I think it was
a
pretty fucking crazy M80s.
We are smoking this awesome ass CBD. It's a Hubba Bubba. The bubblegum wrap. It smells just like fucking a piece of 25-cent bubblegum you get at the baseball diamond. And we got purple punch in this bitch. And this shit slaps. Shout out to my boy.
Much love to Indy for legalizing that CBD.
Absolutely. That was a big step for Indiana. It really was.
I would definitely agree.
I'm drinking a Natty Daddy lemonade. Holy shit. I thought it was going to suck. I tried it out. I'm a 2 for $5 at my liquor store.
I've been looking for them Natty Daddies, boy. That shit was good.
Yeah, man. So
I'd be sipping
8%er.
8%ers, man. They got a slap. They tall boys, too.
Yeah. And I'm kind of a bitch about like nasty flavored beer, but I love lemonade. Anyway, so here soon I'm gonna be doing a job change. Next Thursday will be my last day at Gammon's, unless maybe they offer me more money or something like that, or maybe they can work with me. But
be flexible.
Yeah, yeah. I shouldn't have to throw a fit and get a raise.
For me. I've been there with a couple fucking jobs.
Let's load that up in a minute. I like to whisper too. Anyways, so Sink or Swim is in the infantry or the infantile start of writing music right now.
I would say it's the sprouting leaf.
Awesome, the grinder.
What we can achieve.
Yeah, man, we're in the writing parts right now, which is nice.
The jams have gone pretty swimmingly, if you ask me.
Because we got that natural bassist drummer vibe, like it just goes like that.
Right. I've been playing guitar since I was about 15. I picked up bass guitar at about 16 or so. fell in love with it. Got in a band playing bass, my first band in high school. And it was pretty cool.
What were they called?
Yeah, self-propelled. Yeah.
Like the lawnmower.
That's the fucking shit, man. Every single time you look up my band in high school, all you would get is results of motherfucking lawnmowers.
Dudes working on lawnmowers. Like, dudes right. With mullets working on their lawnmowers. Like, damn it, Jenny, give me another bush light. I almost got the mower fixed. Come on, bitch.
We can wash your self-propelled mower gun cutter. Y'all heard all good.
Because, see, the thing about self-propelled mowers is they have another little handle on them, and it makes the front wheels move on their own. So it, like, walks for you. You just walk behind it.
But, yeah, man, I had some good times in that band in high school. We put out a 5-song EP that didn't get a lot of momentum on Spotify. It was called Deception.
And I liked it.
I had some pretty cool experiences while I was in self-propel. I got to play with I Prevail. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, and before they were like big?
Yeah, bro. They'd had some momentum. It was 2017, bro.
It's all good.
Wasn't too long
ago. Oh, that's right after their first album came out, Heart and Hand or some shit. Heart, I think is what it's called.
It was also awesome to play with Kublai Khan.
I love Kublai Khan.
That show was fucking good.
They're so
crazy,
nasty.
Man. Oh, dude, so crunchy. The audience was fucking great. It was a mosh fest. It was beautiful.
So they're talking about full-on legalization of marijuana in 2021. Absolutely. Where did you hear that from, Kurt? Was that on the Normal site?
I read that on Normal, and I also read it on Google. There is actually a congresswoman who is going to take a bill to federally legalize cannabis nationwide.
I think it's a good idea, and I think they should make it to where you gotta be 21 to go in the shops and buy like liquor.
I feel like it should have.
Because, man, high school kids with really good weed make some really bad decisions.
You know
I was one of those high school kids at one point, man.
Like, I had my periods of time, too, and I will say, here and there, I did
that easy, man.
Where
that, man? What that
Putting some definite stipulations and...
Let's talk about, we working on some rap shit. My rap name is Trippy the Lion. My boy Dutchy over here.
What's up? It's Dutchy 317 Project Z. Check out Awakened Shadows. Last release that we have up on the Project Z Spotify. Just also dropped another song with Mr. Smith, the current front man of Sink or Swim. And that on YouTube is called 317 AM. You can go check it out on the Project
Decent.
Z YouTube page.
Decent. He sent it to me. I was like, this is a vibe.
Thank you.
Okay. Chris keeps getting better, too. That is literally the coolest bowl I've ever seen in my fucking life, dude. Like, on my mom.
Isn't that fucking sweet? I think it's fucking insane. Yeah, it's fucking crazy, bro.
So we hit up my favorite head shop in Indiana. Today, excuse me, sorry, guys.
CBD bark event here and there.
Yeah, we hit the spot. It's really cool. It's called Stone Age in Anderson. I ran into my little cousin that works at the sex shop next door, which was kind of awkward.
What's their address?
You fucked up. My cousin Sydney is a good girl. You will not taint her.
I haven't even met her. Miss Sydney. Okay.
Oh my god. Never gotten so.
What's wrong with having an arsenal?
I met your little side thing the other day when y'all came by. She is full of energy. She's a trip in regular life. I couldn't imagine tripping with her. She seems like an intense.
She's pretty good people.
She is good people. I felt her energy right away, and she was like, "Can I hug you?" I was
she
like,
about
"Fuck it."
She all about good vibes. She carrying her.
Yeah, she's cool. She's cool as a fan. So shout out to Shelby.
Mm.
Yeah. Keeping this kid kind of in line.
Ah.
Man, we out here doing the thing. It's been real. So what I was talking about, man. Fuck. Smoking these bowls and shit.
Man. I'm hyped to get on some. I actually have a folder on my laptop called Beat City.
Beat City!
It's cooking hot with about, like, you know. 15 some beats up in that bitch.
Did you keep some of the ones I sent you to?
Yeah, I did.
Bro, I've been writing.
I haven't saved my.
And I'll have more time alone driving this. So for my new job, I'll be a utility locator. Like doing the spray paint and shit and let you know where your lines are.
Oh, bro, if I was still roof loading, I'd see you on job sites.
USIC, boy.
I'm working work.
They're giving my own work truck, which is dope.
Speaking of Shelby, she just sent me that.
She's crazy. She's crazy. Anyways. Yeah, dude. So yeah, I'm gonna hopefully have a new job unless my work works it out with me, which is pretty cool. What's been going on with you lately, Kurt? Let's talk about. Okay, so not too long ago, I'm not gonna disclose a date. Well, me and Curtis had a psychedelic adventure together.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, yeah. I had the boy tripping balls, and he had a great time.
I had to reel him in a few times. It was So you know what the first thing that I saw was like. It felt like it. Because that's how I would describe that.
Yeah.
Is just feeling everything breathe. Like the world was breathing and I could feel its energy and I could feel things moving through me.
You're a part
I literally felt like there was hands on my back putting energy inside of me. And it was
It
was coursing through my arms and legs. And I was just like, holy shit, and like then I felt like I was having a religious experience because I felt like a voice was in my head saying, you're fine, it's okay. And then it was like an apparition of Jesus almost.
But dude, just wait. It gets better.
Because what was so weird, he was like, it's okay. And then he whips his dick out, and I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, I don't swing that way, man. I was like, no. And I was like, Tommy, Jesus, I swear to God.
He said, man, what? I died for your fucking sins, suck my dick.
Tommy, that's really what happened. I swear to God, I saw Jesus, and he wanted to suck his dick.
How are you
going to
treat
Christ, man?
Acid
Jesus tried to mouth fuck my boy, Kurt.
Yeah, it was like fucking crazy.
How did he come out that, like, where did it go from there?
Like, it pretty much, because stuff was that I was seeing faded away.
And he was seeing eyeballs and shit.
And his blanket, with the little triangles in there, they turned into eyeballs and shit. And, like, my cat showed up, the one that died on my birthday last year.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, Toodles is my boy. He was only 5. But
was it nice to see Toodles again in your trip?
Yeah.
Was it reassuring during your trip?
It was very reassuring. And it made me, like.
Before we dropped, I was telling him about the time that I tripped. And I seen my boy Jamal, he came and sat on my lap while I was playing a video game, and I was like, I could feel him there.
And Toodles is a black and white cat, but his energy was like blue turquoise, but it was like transparent almost. I could still see the outline of what he looked like, but it was like a blue turquoise transparent look. And like there was energy waves coming off of him, but he came into the bedroom as like a normal look, like how he normally looked, and then his color became that, and he actually had fucking wings on him.
Like an angel.
Yeah. Wow. He had wings on him, and he flew around the room in a circle, and that's when I was tripping balls. And Tommy, you remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I was silent, and
okay?
I was just like, am I okay? That's when I was seeing that, because I was like, am I okay?
It's like, dude, you are more than okay.
And Toodles was flying around the room, and then he flew into a fucking portal through the wall.
That's.
And I was just like.
He just lets you know he's alive in a different multiverse. He's not gone.
He's also letting you know, bro, like, hey, I'm always kicking it, homie.
I have never left, is what he's telling you.
That was the best experience of my life, though. And I was so therapeutic, and I would love to do it again. That was just. And, dude, I have like, ultra cycling bipolar. So, like, I mean, I don't think it was BPD. I think in the psych ward, they were just trying to diagnose me with something else. Because they were trying to add more medication, and trying to diagnose me with something else so they could make more money.
This one works.
Yeah.
And fuck so, you, Eli Lilly.
And so it was, so I'm like, I have rapid cycling bipolar, so like my mood swings when I didn't have my medication before our trip. Tom, you know how bad I was.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I was.
But would you say that CBD products help with mental state?
CBD helps calm me down. It helps keep me more placid. it also gives me like optimism almost. It like gives me positive energy.
I do CBD products myself, and I've had a couple strains because I can actually go to the Exxon in Noblesville. Mm-hmm. They have a display case. It's a Aspen Valley.
Aspen Valley's decent. Yeah, I've had that shit.
Very good quality.
I had Honolulu Haze there was pretty good.
Yeah, that's actually good. One of the ones I tried, and it would help me relax after I got off work and decompress from my work day, but also kind of keep me from having too much cabin fever with all this
COVID.
Lovely life, COVID nonsense we going on.
Mask up, boys.
I'm drinking a Corona right now, and as the Rona drinker, my announcement would be to wear your masks and
wash your hands.
Don't be licking doorknobs. We don't need to be doing
that.
Yeah,
dude. Come on. We're grown-ups here. We don't lick doorknobs no more.
Elbow touches.
Yeah, dude. If it's a non-friendly, you're not going to get the hand. You're not going to get shook up with. You're going to get a bow.
If you're going out to eat or you're going to a bar, you tell a motherfucker keep your 6 feet.
Straight up, man. That shit's serious.
Just keep everybody safe, you know.
So what's up with this shit in the new thing? It's in the news now. This pedophile shit. What brought all this about? Does anyone know?
What pedophile shit, bro? I don't have cable, but I can tell you something.
Oh, it's going on fucking like Facebook, like hard, like every other.
They
post
getting shit on, ripped on.
Yeah, well, somewhere. Look it up, man. They were talking about like pedophilia being a fucking. What is it? Like gay, straight, bi. It's like a
sexuality.
Sexual preference. How the fuck? I don't defend that shit at all.
Wait. Hold the fuck up. Pause. Yeah. Run the track back. Pass the phone. Hold the fuck on.
Yeah, man.
You mean to tell me they're saying that pedophilia is a sexual orientation?
Yeah. So there's like all these memes going around. I'd be sharing them too. I ain't gonna lie. It says like kill your local pedophile.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that shit, man. I swear to God. Dude, if I ever hear about someone fucking one of my kids, I'm gonna spend life behind bars with a smile. With a fucking smile. My kids are my life, yo.
I stand next to that.
My kids are my life,
bro. I was working at a factory one time, man. I was working second, so I was working lights. And on night shift, bro, shit was wild. Thank fuck, because they could hire, but thank fuck they didn't hire.
Damn.
Under 18, bro, because they had like 3 registered on the registry working there.
Oh my god.
And I'm just like.
It's called the cosmic butt plug.
Oh shit.
Dude, it'll plug your whole cosmic.
Fuck pedophiles, dude.
That's for real.
Yeah.
Right. Kill your local meth dealer, kill your local heroin dealer.
Poison your local meth dealer.
Straight up. Like, give him a niacin cigarette. Be like, here you go, man.
Cover heroin dealers in gasoline, set them on fire.
Straight up, man. It tears apart families. I've lost friends.
Heroin's bad around where I'm staying, too, bro. It's a bad
problem. In Noblesville, for real?
Meth and heroin be like...
Oh, yeah, I knew. Meth's everywhere.
There's a lot of speed, man. Indiana, well, here's the thing that's something
Indiana's
I don't know.
A speedball
state. I do not know. Not only that, not a lot of people know this, man. Indiana is actually the meth capital of the world, if I'm not mistaken. It's Evansville.
AIDS, man.
Dude, is it really?
I'm not
that's
mistaken.
That's fucking
wow,
AIDS. I hope it's not real.
It used to be Gary.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Man, this
hell, Futurama
serious.
Even referenced Gary. That just means it's serious.
I love Futurama, by the way. That's one of my all-time favorite animated shows. What's your all-time
Futurama
favorite animated?
All-time favorite animated for me? Shit, you're talking to an anime nerd. So
I'm talking about animated comedy. Like
animated comedy?
Like Simpsons, Family Guy, fucking Cleveland show.
South Park always hits home for me, man, but I gotta love Rick and Morty, bro. Rick and Morty.
Dick and Shorty. What about you, Kurt? Oh, Family Guy.
South Park be OG, though.
Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Oh, you said animated. I was going to say Eric Andre. He's kind of animated.
Actually, dude, do you have Netflix?
Yes, I do.
Go home and watch the Eric Andre stand-up called Legalize Everything, bro. We watched it while you was tripping, and it was the funniest shit on the planet,
It was
bro.
Fucking oh.
And spoiler for anybody listening, you can skip ahead. In the beginning, like, it starts out with him pulling up in a cop car, mm-hmm. and he's fucked up, his beer can's falling out, and he's got this 4-foot bong, and he's got, like, shrooms and all kinds of drugs that he took out of the evidence room. And he's, like, passing, he's walking down New Orleans, then downtown the French ghetto part, walking around, like, throwing shrooms in people's cars. Like, hey! And he's, like, hitting this bong, and some old lady walks up on him. And she's like, he's like, hey, man, this is really good shit. I got from the evidence. He's just like cracking up. And she's like, is that real?
Dude, I'm
a. And then hands it to the old lady, and she like hits it and clears the fucking bong on the street. And then he's like, he threw a bag of Xanax into these black dude's car. He's like, y'all gonna love these, and throws them in. Dude, it's fucking hilarious, bro.
That sounds like what I'm gonna watch tonight. That sounds.
Oh, bro, Eric Andre is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Andre for president. Jesus fuck, he's so funny.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
I don't even know how much time we got on this bitch. Ooh, people trying to play 8-ball pool with your boy. Ain't that some shit?
Trying to throw some money on the table.
Oh, we got 20 minutes in, man. We still got some tizimes. So what we doing, man? Let's talk about some motherfucking. What kind of psychedelics all have you done, Isaac?
I have done acid. I have done mushrooms.
DMT?
No.
Ooh. That's something we'll have to band bond together sometime. That shit, that's so? Next level. That's a blast off. That's
insane. I have such a fascination with it because it recurs in the human brain.
Yeah, it's already there.
But it's also why it floods your brain when you die, too. So they say.
That's why your life flashes before your eyes when you die.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it's DMT. It's fucking blowing through your shit. It's like, hey, remember all the shitty things, all the good things, all the everythings? Right now. You're going to watch it as like the world's fastest PowerPoint.
That time you didn't give that puppy that cookie.
Yeah, you stupid shithead. The time you rolled up your window and lit your joint while that bum was just asking for a dollar for a McChicken. And you put your shades on like you're Kanye fucking West and you don't see him.
Or that time you just got sick of waiting on your girl to come out of the house, so you start pulling off when she's running out and you just pull off and you're like, damn, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I slept on the couch.
Yep.
Yeah, you ain't making no macaroni noises that night,
boy.
You
got dog houses, man.
Yeah, no macaroni noises for you.
But then you come home and she's trying to fuck around on you. It's like, oh, I should have pulled off quicker.
I should have ran your ass over.
Shit.
Backed up. Clunk, clunk. Oh, shit, what's that? Speed bump? Oh, blah, blah. Double tap.
Speaking of some crazy shit, there was a... I heard a story from one of my coworkers today.
A skull worker,
and he had his lady put a knife to him.
At a boy?
out of like a dare.
A dare?
He was like, "But you won't," some shit. Put a knife to his chest, and I'm sitting there like.
She's like, "Motherfucker, man. I will scalp you in front of our children. Watch me."
No, oh, we will go. Back
women,
to
women
our
are crazy, bruh.
Dude, but I was like, man, I was like, bro, I got a Boondock Saints flashback. I'm like, man, if that shit happened, you gotta go full slick back. You hit it, Pimp Academy 101. You gotta hit that backhand, get the knife out the way, and you come back around and just,
you know, sometimes. Oh, I was talking to my coworker today. He got in the car and he was like, "Why do you got a baseball bat?" I was like, "Bro, I work on the east side." Were you talking to you about that?
Yeah.
I was like, "Man, if someone comes up and tries to like,
why do you have a buck hunting knife in the middle of your cushion?"
Dude, if someone tries to reach in through the window on me and I'm like,
taser in my car.
Right. I don't have my concealed carry yet, but I mean, I prefer not to drive a shotgun everywhere.
I mean, you just put a mop hair on her and a dress and buckle her up in the front seat. You got your girlfriend.
Damn straight, bro.
It's the pump.
We can go back home.
Little pump.
That's some Ed and Eddie shit.
Yeah.
That's like Plank. That's like Lady Plank.
I said I got my shotgun strapped up in the passenger seat. She's got a mop
That's
haircut.
That's
Bonnie. This is my girl, Bonnie McPump. Why you call her that? Oh, she'll blow a whole thing.
She don't like no chump slump. She go chump chump, you feel me?
Jesus. So that's a real knee slapper there, boys. Pack that bowl up, man.
Gotta tap into that hickory comedy.
It's right here, brother man.
Thank you.
Brother man. Oh, schedule. We got some scheduled podcasts coming up. I'm gonna look at them real fast. With Nay. McHowell is on the 14th of August. She runs a podcast called Creatively Queer.
Oh,
it's
really?
Actually really good. I've listened to a few episodes at work. They're fucking awesome.
What do they consist of?
Coalition movement brought to you during a season of great personal loss, as well as a time of fear and hate in our world, in a trepidous political time. I don't want to give too much away. Just go check their podcast out. They're really fucking good. Yeah, they're really cool.
Right, I'm looking forward to being on more of these podcasts.
Bro. Yeah, man, we'll be doing the thing. There's another one.
For real. I'm looking forward to all the sink or swim business and stuff.
So next Friday. Oh, shit. So we have two of them on Friday. Oof. I'm going to have to reschedule the time on that.
Yeah. Working on the schedule while lay.
Anyways.
Fall on Trippy Cupcake Holiday. Cause he came to pop a Molly Wop and he wanna play. That is one of the most beautiful pieces I've ever seen.
This is really cool. This is probably my favorite pipe I've ever had. This is fucking sweet. And I've never hit out of something like this. Like the mechanism, how it turns into a tornado is insane.
It is. It's incredible.
It's like a cyclone. That's what they call it.
Blowing is such an interesting craft.
It would be really cool to learn how to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do
dude,
that.
Dude, you can literally...
That'd be such a badass hobby.
If you could make a bong for like $50,000 if you knew how to do it right. Yeah. There's people in California that have these head shops. They sell those bongs for like $50,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I follow a couple dab rig channels on Insta that are insane.
Hey, Tommy boy.
What's happening, Kyle?
Do you guys ever do kind of like... games or some kind of trivial shit on the podcast?
I mean, we do have a YouTube channel. We're going to be streaming like Call of Duty and shit eventually.
Oh, no, I mean like bullshit shit where you try to like figure out more about people and embarrassing shit on the air.
I mean, we usually do everything live.
Get to know each other a little better.
Yeah, we usually do some live shit. Okay. We can get a little personal. Fuck it. I mean, you're my band, you're my homie. How old were you when you lost your fucking virginity, Homeslice?
I was 17, my guy.
I had a boy, he waited.
Not by choice.
Well, he's
if I'm being totally frank.
I mean, that's fair. Favorite comedy movie?
Favorite comedy movie? Ooh. That bounces back and forth between Eddie Murphy's Delirious.
That one.
And when I saw Kevin Hart's Irresponsible Tour live in Indianapolis.
So a stand-up show?
Yep.
Yeah. That's fair. Think of some shits, my dude. We didn't talk about last time.
One concert you went to go see that you got complete bucket case sap story at.
What do you mean? Like drunk?
Nah, in tears. Like the show you went to, like you cried at. Just because it was just
so good. When me and Chrissy Boy and Katie and Destiny went to see Polyphia at the Citadel.
Great venue,
and we took some fucking, some acid on these little, like, sour gummies. And I just started peeking hard as Polyphia went on, and I could, like, feel the music, like, pushing me around. Like, I could feel. I was, like, bouncing, like, just. I literally could
feel. Breakdown's lifting you from your soul.
Oh, dude, it was just so gorgeous and perfect. Like, I felt like I was a tree.
Oh, man,
and then the wind was just blowing me, and I was just, like, in the
getting
moment.
Blown by
so,
Mother Nature.
Dude, it was so gorgeous, and, like, Polyphia fucking slaps, like. If you ever want to go to a show that's instrumental, like, a lot of people aren't big into instrumental bands.
Animals.
But give it a fucking chance.
They go back and forth, but Alien Weaponry is semi...
I like Strawberry Girls and Chon a lot. I really like Chon. Like, if you don't know about Chon, do yourself a favor and look up Chon. Because you know what Chon is? It's the Japanese word for Zen. Did you know that? I learned that today on a podcast I was listening to.
Which one?
It was a Duncan Trussell Family Hour episode with some like female priest that like studies Zen Buddhism.
That's interesting.
Yeah, dude.
Very insightful shit in
that. Oh yeah, dude. I love listening to it. Like honestly, Duncan Trussell Family Hour. If Duncan ever listens to one of our episodes, I really appreciate you. You've inspired me to start this podcast because I was like, you know,
word to you.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to you, man. I appreciate it. I listen to you every day at work. It gets me through. It puts me in an uplifting, positive mode sometimes when I'm just dead. And I hate my job and my life sometimes. And it just helps me get through, and time flies by when you listen to a good podcast that interests you.
I'll do that.
And the people are really funny. Like, Joey Diaz as well has a very, very stupid funny. He's such a good comedian, too. He has, like, the funniest podcast. It's called The Church of What's Happening Now. Johnny Pemberton has a really good one.
Did you know that Bert Kreischer has one?
Oh, yeah, I love him. The Machine? Yes, love Bert. Bert reminds me of Big Kurt, actually. They have, like, the same kind of voice. And, like, some of his stories are fucking insane, man.
Oh, dude.
He's on tour right now. He's coming to Indianapolis soon. I'd love to go fucking see him.
No shit. That would be great. Coming to the good old Nat Town.
Yeah, man. I'd love to go see him. He's like stands on stage with his shirt off and his beer gut the whole time.
Bro, I might just have to see that boy, man.
Yeah, dude. It's so funny. Shout out to the Machine. You're fucking hilarious.
He's funny, dude.
A lot of people don't know about Johnny Pemberton, though. But he's really fucking funny. He reminds me of Richard. Like, a lot.
Richard's a fried boy.
Richie's a goofball. Rich shout out to him. We're happy you got an apartment with homegirl.
Glad he's doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. We love you. We'll hope to have you on again. Just because I'm not going to be working with you doesn't mean we're not still friends, and we don't live together. It doesn't mean we're not friends. So if you're listening, I hope you listen to this episode.
Gotta keep your friends and homies close.
Absolutely, man. We love you. We really do. Wish you were hitting this crazy bull, but he's only a weekend smoker now.
Really?
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. I'm proud of you, Richie. Stop, I love you, bro. You're awesome. I hope you're doing good.
Yeah, hope you're doing well, buddy.
And I hope you like your new place. I want to come see you sometime, too.
He invited us out for Cards Against Humanity night sometime, so we'll have to do that.
I never played that.
It's a very fried game. Card game. I think.
Wrap it before you tap it. Be a man of action.
Yeah, that's true. Let me think. Okay, you are on a desert island. You have 5 albums to listen to for the rest of your life.
Oh, shit. Go. All right. 5 albums to listen to for the rest of my life. That's finna have to be...
Lightning round. You got a minute to spout these out.
Got a minute to spout them out?
Yep.
Go. 10,000 Days by Tool, Breaking Benjamin's We Are Not Alone, Angel Maker's The Sentient, Rings of Saturn, Endless Massacre, and Chevelle's Hats Off to the Bull.
Nice. Well done. You, Kurt.
Okay. Okay. Pierce the Veil, Collide with the Sky.
Oh, one of my favorite albums ever. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm not trying to take so long. I know what it is. It's on the tip of my tongue. AC/DC Powerage. Funkadelic, Maggot Brain.
Okay.
The Omen soundtrack. And...
one more.
Star Set, Transit Permissions.
Okay. Damn. Alright, here I go.
Now you.
Fuck.
His foot.
Cage the Elephant.
Good choice.
I think it's called Millophobia. It's the black and white one.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I Set My Friends on Fire. You Can't Spill Slaughter Without Laughter. My all time, that is one of my babies. Attila's Rage album.
Ah!
Good
choice.
I need some chill shit too. Fuck.
That was my Chevelle.
Dirty Heads.
Nice, very good.
Dirty choice. Heads is Cabin by the Sea Deluxe.
Fucking A, that album is fantastic.
And Ballyhoo's new, my greatest hits album, because nice. They feel me. And if I'm gonna live on an island, I need some island music. So Dirty Heads and Ballyhoo. I had the Attila in there. I was gonna say Amir's Goodbye to the Gallows. But I might kill everything on the island if I had that album.
Well, you might probably have to kill everything on the island to eat.
I mean, that's what Attila's Rage is for, too.
Very true. Angel Makers, the Sentient, is such a masterpiece. I can listen to it front to back. And
oh, stuff. Yeah, I still do sometimes.
And,
yeah.
Like, I find a place of peace in their music.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, yes. They're dual
traitors in that bitch. Yeah.
10,000 Days, though, that baby will keep me sane.
Love Tool.
Dude, that's a good choice on the Pierce the Veil album. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is my favorite album actually of theirs.
Yeah, I was gonna say Punch Jimmy. Back. I was gonna say Jimmy Eat World Futures. That's one of my other favorite albums.
That's fair.
I had to have some rings because I need some fucking mind-boggling masterpieces.
That's fair.
And I love film scores. I gotta listen to my instrumentals. Film scores are my favorite.
That's fair. I should have chose Polyphia's Grow. That's actually one of my favorites.
I could have done some Animals too, or some Periphery.
Okay, but damn it. All right. If you can learn any instrument, like, overnight and just be a master at it by morning, what would it be? Obscure as you want, it don't matter.
Fuck you, Tommy. Why'd you have to eat this question?
Because I love it. You can be the world's best tambourine player. That's on you.
Conga lines, bro.
Shit.
Overnight, you
just master instrument. I become a master of overnight.
Disqualify instruments you already play.
Disqualify instruments I already play.
No bass, no guitar.
Okay. The piano.
Piano? Excellent choice. What about you, Kurt?
I would say the lute.
Ooh.
Which is actually a Renaissance guitar.
I know exactly what the allure is. I'm of Irish descendancy, like, dude. Come mm-hmm. on. Now.
I've always wanted to do that in a band or something. I thought that'd be so badass.
That's fair.
I would pick piano because nowadays it's much more versatile.
Oh, it is. Well, in piano, learning to read music for piano, you can read music for anything.
And writing beats and making dubstep, and it opens a lot of doors.
Incredible amount of doors. Everybody loves that smooth piano. I would probably say either bagpipes.
Bagpipes are the shit.
Or a banjo.
I can see your ass sitting on your porch with your shades down.
That one down, Jordan. He's looking for a soul steal. He's in the barn. He's way behind. He's looking to make a deal.
Dude, I love Mumford & Sons, though. Like, when I first heard Mumford & Sons, I was like, bro, I need this. I need this in my fucking life. Mumford & Sons is pretty good. I don't know. Dude, okay, actually, another thing that made me want to learn banjo, here it is, you have to look this up, both of you guys, eventually. There's this dude that plays a cover of Thunderstruck on the banjo. And it's fucking phenomenal. He's a bald dude. He plays like a solo and all, bro. It's fucking perfect recording quality. I almost want to have one of you guys look it up so I can show the podcast people. Can I get on your phone with YouTube? Unlock it for me. Yeah, dude, this is something like worthy as fuck for the podcast. You guys are going to be like, Christ. Oh, Billiam. He's going to have to wait. This one. Here it is.
That'd be cool.
That's Tommy.
And I'll play the lute too.
That'd be lit.
That'd be awesome.
Bro, and I'm going to magic on the piano. We're just going to have a fucking banjo.
A wedding band.
Yeah!
Like wedding singer style. We just have a wedding band.
That would be so
Kurt
cool,
dresses
bro.
A dragon, has like these long ears.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, dude.
Dude, this shit's incredible.
It would be a fantastic show.
Dude, the wedding singer is actually one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies, by the way. But
it was good.
It was very good. But yeah, dudes, that is, it's on my bucket list. I'm gonna learn that song on the banjo. It's fucking, that's an incredible cover. When I found that like a few years ago, while I was like drunk, and I was like, dude,
this
Thunderstruck on the banjo would be so cool.
This is fantastic.
And I'm coming home from the bar, and I'm laying there in bed trying to go to sleep, and I'm like, man, Thunderstruck would sound so dope on a banjo. And I look up and I'm like, I put my headphones in because my girl's asleep. And I'm fucking rocking out to this, like, headbanging in bed and the animals are looking at me like,
what the fuck are you doing?
Fuck, Dad. I'm having this silent, like, mini party over here by myself, just feeling it. Like, dude, Shred City. Like, it was awesome. But, yeah, dude. Zombie Apocalypse, you're making a music video. It's a zombie apocalypse. What song is playing in the background? Go. You're killing. You're on like a zombies killing spree. Call of Duty style.
Zombie killing spree, Call of Duty style. What song do I have playing in the background?
That's your theme song.
That's going to be... There's two. Fuck. There's two. Can there only be one?
Only one, man.
Only well, that's gonna be Disaster Piece by Slipknot.
Oh, I was gonna pick a Slipknot song too. Nice, it's a good one. What about you, Kurt?
I want to slit your throat and fuck the wound. I want to push my
Voices
face in and feel
my motionless and white.
Ooh, that would be slick.
I love them.
Okay. But if I'm blasting zombies, dude, apocalypse style, I just need.
I was
gonna
say
Eyeless.
Eyeless by Slipknot. Yeah. That's the one for
that's,
me.
That's
or
song,
no,
that's
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Daddy.
Surfacing by Slipknot.
That song is Mommy.
Surfacing by Slipknot would be my zombie apocalypse song.
Fuck yeah.
Like how Zombieland started off with that fucking litty ass Metallica song, For Whom the Bell Tolls. That was like the coolest movie
that was
intro
one of the
I've
best
ever seen in my
zombie
life.
Movie intros I've seen. Zombieland
in my whole life.
Zombieland 2 wasn't too bad.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm still
wasn't too bad. I won't spoil anything.
Don't
it
do
too
it.
Bad.
Yeah, don't do it.
But the first one's classic.
Have you seen all of The Office?
I've seen like half The Office, but I'm not the biggest fan of The Office, honestly.
Oh, it's because you got a little pee-pee, probably.
No, bro. Have you seen,
I'm sorry.
I'm fucking with you, bro. See, bro.
That's so funny.
It's been engulfed so many times, it's just nothing, dude. It just manifests when I need it. It's pretty sick.
The Office?
No, my dick.
Oh, nice. I was like, so you only watch it when you're drinking off now?
Have you seen the Space Force yet?
Uh-uh.
Pretty good. Have you seen... Oh, bro, I have a fucking show for you, dude. Have you seen Golan the Insatiable?
Oh, I love Golan.
Oh, dude.
Golan is so good on Hulu.
Yes. Dude.
That little girl is more metal
my
than
my favorite
you.
Six-year-old on the planet, bro.
Bro, she's more metal
she
than you.
She is the most metal little six-year-old ever. If you have not watched Golan the Insatiable...
Yeah, that's a good one.
My God, Lord!
Yeah, and they only gave it, like, two seasons, which was
why do we have
shit.
The turtle? Because it's got salmonella. He's not that, okay, maybe.
Oh, the first episode where he walks into the town meeting, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna kill and eat you all! And the little girl's like, fuck yeah, Golan! And everyone's just like, get the fuck
submit
out of here.
To your demise!
She's so dedicated.
Oh, dude, the one episode when they're all admitting their bullshit, and her sister's like, "I'm not afraid of them. I'm the devil's my daughter." if you haven't watched it,
Golan the Insatiable. It was a Fox show
on Hulu.
We watched Axe Cop when we tripped. Have you seen Axe Cop yet?
No.
That show is fucking fire.
Yes. How else would I be watching the Insatiable?
Watch Axe Cop when you get home. If you don't do anything else, watch Axe Cop. It's fucking great.
It is amazing. It's awesome.
Impregnable.
Johnny Pemberton was on Son of Zorn. Did you ever watch that? It was on 59. It's on Hulu too. It's really fucking funny. Check that out.
Johnny Pemberton has comic book character legs and regular body. Because his dad's like this comic book character dude.
Yeah.
That's like real, in real life. He has his office job, and he like swings his sword around. He's like, ah! Just starts breaking shit at work, dude. Dude, Son of Zorn was peak comedy. Like, they could have given him more seasons. Johnny Pemberton was so funny in that show. What kind of podcast do you guys listen to? Do you guys? I like the serial killer ones a lot. Mm-hmm. I like Duncan Trussell. I like Joe Rogan.
I love Joe Rogan. I was about to say that. Yeah. Joe Rogan Experience is a very good podcast.
It is. They're very long. They're
like Joe Rogan.
You gotta watch GGN. You gotta watch Snoop Dogg's podcast.
Oh shit! I'm gonna have to do that.
You haven't. You don't watch GGN, bro.
Come on, bro. I don't have that much time. I need to.
It's 20 minutes.
Oh, word. Yeah. The ones I be listening to are like an hour a piece usually.
Yeah, I'd be listening to those. Those are the ones I'll throw on my headphones at work.
I'd be cracking up, dude. If you ever listen to a Joey Diaz one, they fucking dude. He gets his little co-star so fucked up on edibles during it. He just be giggling like in the background. He's like, shut the fuck up, dude. He gave him these like stars of death. They're 1,000 milligrams of THC.
Whoa. Holy fuck.
He like fell asleep sitting
there. See you next week, cousin.
Yeah.
Dude, holy shit.
They call Stars of Death.
Wow.
See you next week.
Oh, that's hard to come by, you think?
I don't know. I'll have to do some research. I'd love to try one for the
podcast. What language did you learn how to speak?
Dude, if you do one, I'll do one. Yeah. I will do one with you.
Yeah, bro.
And if the high starts wearing off, I'll do another one.
Oh, yeah, dude.
In it to win it.
Might as well. Mm-hmm. I've heard they're good as fuck. They're like $15 a piece, though. But they're 1,000 mg.
That's not bad, dude. That's really good. Like, that dosage is fucking phenomenal. Insanity.
I want to try the psilocybin chocolate bars they have now. They're called Level Ups.
That sounds so dangerous.
Yeah, bro. They're like shroom. They have like an eighth of shrooms in this like chocolate bar.
Holy crap.
I'd love to fuck with that sometime. I've on the page I'm on where I've met two of these people for the podcast. Two of the people I met that we're going to do on the podcast are going to do the thing. Fucked it from the acid page where I talk to people about psychedelics and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I broadcast our podcast.
Gotta have that trippy space talk.
Yeah, man. You gotta talk to other trippy people out there and let them know that, hey, we want to hear your fucking fucked up trip stories, man. Mm-hmm. I love. Another really good YouTuber is Psyched Substance. He has really good trip stories. And, like, he's awesome. You guys should check him out. I'd love to get him on the podcast. He's fucking crazy. He does, like, live videos of him and people, like, doing all kinds of different shits. And, like, 2 hours. And it's, like, you're tripping with them because they do, like, visual effects on it. And it's, like, what they see. Yeah, bro. It's, like, trip simulations while they're tripping. It's fucking crazy. Really fucking crazy. Yeah, man, so don't really know what else we're talking about here, man. Let's hit this bowl, pass it around a little bit. Kurt's Fried City.
How red are my eyes right now, man? Are they pretty bad?
It's the eyes of Satan. You're red as the devil's dick now.
Dude, I'm fucking so fried right now. I'm tripping my fucking balls off.
He's a cupcake.
Right,
yeah, he's cupcaked out.
I'm cupcaked the fuck out. Oh man, I don't even know how many bowls I smoked out of that now. I'm fucking
out of the podcast!
Fuck. Fucking fried.
You're on the cast trippy boy.
I'll probably put this one up tomorrow or the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds cool. Exciting to say that Sink or Swim's going to be having a project that might be released this month.
We're hoping to shoot a single out before the month's over. Be ready.
It's the goal. Attention, Beefcake, Chunk Stew, Amunculi.
I don't know if I can try.
Calling to y'all. If y'all like
okay, I'm gonna say you're
Crunchy Munchy. Icky riffs and shit and gutturals. Sink or Swim.
Do you mind carrying that up?
It's gonna be coming with some shit.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's gonna get nasty. We were supposed to set up a studio today. with the caulking gun.
The cement had already fucking dried in the motherfucking caulking tube and shit. So it's literally just not like the got the caulking gun's like ah, it's just not going.
There's a whole lot of
it's like having a dick in a vice grip. Yep, it's like dick in a vice grip, bro.
Yeah, man.
He's firing blanks, man. The cock in Viagra.
That's so fucking fried.
What's up, Kurt?
I'm so fried right
so
now.
So, guys, I hope you all are still listening. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good, man.
You need some water because I think you're on fire, buddy.
Yeah, man.
I think you are fried.
Thanks to everyone that listens, if you guys do. We're looking to hopefully get some sponsors and really get this thing off the ground. Maybe we get a couple sponsors. I can build a website, like a legitimate one, and... You know, do shit from there. Maybe even eventually run merch and stickers and shit. Mm-hmm. And that
pins, possibly.
Get some labels.
Pins, like enamel pins.
Oh, yeah. Buttons, like shirt, stickers. like psychedelic hat pins. I'm a big hat pin guy. Like, I collect fucking...
Pins, mugs, stickers.
Just, you know, shit for motherfuckers that listen to podcasts and, like, that want to support us and shit. Because then the more we make, we'll have a Patreon started. You know,
that's in the works.
The more, you know, the more we get going on here, we can really get some cool shit going on. And I'd love for this to be like a, maybe more than just a hobby. I'd like for it to be a job eventually. Like, I enjoy it. It's a good way to log your thoughts and feels and keep yourself kind of in the know.
There are so many people that go through their everyday lives not happy with what they do with their life. So, whatever makes you happy, if it's your job, your family, craft of yours, pursue that shit and stick with it.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, you gotta follow your dreams, because if not, and for me, especially since I have kids, I have to really prove to them that you can still do it. Like, I may be broke, but
there
I'm
is
still
a, there,
trying.
But there's also
know?
A hustle aspect with it, too, man. Like,
yeah, man.
Nothing happens overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. Real life's always gonna be there to come around and be like, hey, but
I'm gonna slap you.
It's part of the journey, man. It's gonna have its ups and downs.
Glad we were able to break in the cosmic butt plug today.
Quite
the coolest bowl I've ever seen. And thanks for listening, everybody.
Tune in next time. Stay safe, y'all.
Yep. Oh, cool. Pause. Hey. Anyways. I was just saying, thanks to everybody that does listen and shit. I probably already said this, I might have to cut it out.
Yeah, it there was a pause in the end of it.
Can you
edit this slip out?
Yeah.
Alright.
I'll fuck with it.
Thanks for listening to Trippy Cupcakes.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Thanks to my boy Chris for writing the intro. We'll probably perfect it and get a little better. I'd like to have the, whoever we're having on the show, like, record the vocals over it every time, just to make it kind of goofy and different.
Individually,
hit us up. Let us know what you think. If we have Instagram, we have Facebook, and we have an email, a Gmail. It's trippycupcakespodcast@gmail.com. If you guys want to be on the podcast or anything like that, have any questions, thoughts, do you think we're full of shit, or you want to help us with some graphic design, get us in something, you know?
Come and kick it.
Let us know. Have a great night, everyone.
Check out Sink or Swim's material coming soon. We're still on the map.
Got a single.